This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:85, down 6 1/4 on the open. May, 9:90, down 12 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:40, down 4 on the open. May, 9:52, down 10. July, 8:76, down 7 1/2. September, 8:81, down 11. December, 8:95, down 12. May of 2009, 8:93, down 14. And July, 8:51, down 9 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 4:99 1/2, down 1 1/2 on the open. May, 5:11, down 1 3/4. July, 5:19 down 2 1/4. September, 5:14 down 1 3/4. December, 5:08 1/2 down 2 1/4. March of 2009, 5:17 1/2 down 1/2 on the open. The July, 5:28 down 1/2 on the open. March soybeans open at 12:63 down 3 3/4 on the open. May, 12:79 down 6 1/2. July, 12:93 down 1 1/2. Now make that 3 1/2 on the open. November, 12:18 down 4 3/4. January, 12:24 down 6. March, 12:28 down 5. And November of 2009, 11:73 down 5 1/2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:36.50 down 3.10 on the open. The May contract also down 3.10 at 3:41.80. March soybean oil opened at 53.30 down 12 on the open. May 53.97 down 11. January feeders opened at 99.60 up 5 on the open. March 104.47 1/2 up 22 1/2. February live cattle opened at 91.55, up 40 on the open. April, 94.70, down 5. February lean hogs opened at 58.45, up 45 on the open. April, 65.82 1/2, up 20. And February bellies opened at 91.50, up 65 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Before we get into particulars on the marketplace, on the grain side, let's get some general comments from you about what you see as the pertinent features in the marketplace today.
Yeah. Well, number one, this afternoon, it is extremely important about the rate cut. Whether it's a quarter of a point or half point, the financial community is basically split and basically is pushing for a half a point cut. And Glenn Ring this morning in his newsletter indicated that, a $5 corn commodity does trade a little different than a $3 commodity. And he does see some topping action, or at least the slowing down of gold, silver, and crude oil to some extent at these lofty price levels. In other words, it needs another shot of market bullishness to really push this into some higher ground. I did have spent quite a bit of time talking to people about the Minneapolis wheat, and there was a comment on one of the shows yesterday about the Canadian Wheat Board being caught in the Minneapolis wheat futures, and I did call some people, and the feeling I get in the grain trade is that the Canadian government does have some very strict rules on that, and at some point in time, if they do use the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, it'll probably be exchanged for cash for futures on some export business. And the Minneapolis Exchange it's pretty orderly, and at some point in time, if things change, they might even extend the limits of trade. But as a general rule, they're waiting and seeing, and the marketplace is being rather orderly. And one of the dilemmas and unknowns when the Argentine government basically announced yesterday of 2 million tons for sale, this basically put a needle in the bullish wheat market to some extent.
Now, I was going to get to that and ask you if you thought we've topped in old crop and new crop wheat.
Oh, Dave, you know, my hunch is, and I've been a strong advocate of the idea that I think there's more acres out planted in the U.S. and even the world than what the U.S. government's talking about. And a lot of that extra acreage took place after Thanksgiving, particularly in the Mid-South and further south. I also ask our friends at the Minneapolis Grain Exchange if they did think these higher prices are encouraging additional spring wheat acreage to be planted versus soybeans, for example, and the feeling is that yes, the answer is definitely yes. A couple things. As a treat to myself, I'm reading the New York Times on Sunday, and of course in the editorial page there was a big article at the government of Brazil is extremely concerned about 1,250 square miles of Amazon forest that's being destroyed for soybean production. And so we are hearing and reading a commentary in the press that we are starting to see major expansion as far as soybean acreage in the world, and particularly in Brazil. And that's another item that's going into thing. And, you know, as you know from your Outlook meetings, and what we're finding is that the farmer seems to be planting more soybeans, and obviously that these higher prices are also going to encourage more beans planted in South America as well.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if we've now bought enough beans.
You know, good question. You know, the definitely we're seeing a two-tone market, definitely a market in the old crop beans and definitely a market in the new crop beans. You know, definitely spreading is noted even in today's trade. Fertilizer prices is one factor, and also it's very profitable to raise soybeans in the world. Those are the two factors that we think that's going to encourage beans. And, you know, that production won't be available till May and July of next year, but in the meantime, there'll be we think a bigger acreage planted here, and also higher prices seem like is hurting the poultry industry as far as demand and profitability with earnings from Pilgrim's Pride and also Tyson.
If we've bought enough new crop beans, does that come at the expense of a few more corn acres? And if so, is there a little bit more giddy up in new crop corn?
Yeah. One point that that we want to talk about, too, is that if wheat would drop in price, it probably would keep corn prices from, you know, zooming on up too far as well, because there is this competitive force. And at some point in time, wheat could also turn into a competitive feed grain, you know, during the world wheat harvest in the Northern Hemisphere. Corn, you know, this acreage dilemma is going to face corn, the corn farmer and the corn user, in my opinion, for 3 to 5 years. And one of the questions on the new Secretary of Agriculture, is he going to do anything about the grain, the conservation reserve? And, of course, that was said not, you know, he was very careful how he answered it, but the answer was not over my dead body or anything like that. And I think there is some feeling that at some point in time we will see that issue brought up in the next 3 to 5 years.
So in your estimation, where should farmers be in their marketings?
Yeah, good question. My hunch is that as far as old crop corn and soybeans, you are looking at some wonderful price levels. I'd instead of keep buying puts, and I notice farmers at these Outlook meetings cringe when people say just keep rolling puts higher. I'd rather buy a bull call spread and go on and market your commodity. I do like what farmers say at these meetings, and when I get all that negative reaction, they've been burnt too many times, so I want to speak a little different language. You know, go on and market your grain, and we'll buy some protection on the upside instead of doing it the other way.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Ed Kieser tells us a wind chill warning is in effect for northern Illinois north of I-80 until noon, while a wind chill advisory is in effect for the rest of northern Illinois and far northwestern Indiana until noon. And a winter storm watch is in effect for central and much of southern Illinois from tomorrow evening through Friday morning, and for much of Indiana from tomorrow evening through Friday evening. Today, mostly sunny and cold, highs of 10 to 38 degrees. Looking at the current lead option ticks, March corn at 4.96 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. March beans at 12.60, down 6 and 3 quarters. March wheat at 9.28, down 16. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.